Have you ever felt that inexplicable pull towards someone, or the sudden cooling of feelings that once burned bright? These mysteries of human connection actually follow predictable patterns when viewed through the right lens. At our core, we operate in an invisible marketplace where value is constantly exchanged. Our minds perform sophisticated calculations beneath our awareness, evaluating countless factors simultaneously. How instrumental someone is to our goals, what they'll cost us in resources, how likely we are to succeed with them, and how they compare to alternatives. We never consciously experience these calculations. Instead, they transform into emotions that motivate action. That rush of attraction? That's your unconscious mind signaling high value. The disgust you feel towards certain people? That's a low value assessment. We often ignore red flags and attractive partners because future liabilities naturally weigh less than present benefits. This explains why someone might consciously want a kind, stable partner, but repeatedly choose exploitative ones. Our actual values reveal themselves through choices, not stated preferences. The sexual marketplace exists wherever adults interact, representing an uncomfortable undercurrent of potential chaos beneath social order. While we can't opt out, we can signal unavailability through symbols like wedding rings or professional boundaries. This marketplace traditionally divides into captains, typically men, seeking conquest, and passengers, typically women, prioritizing security. Sexual marketplace value, SMV, drives initial attraction, with distinct gender differences. Women's value, based on physical attributes and fertility markers, peaks around age 23. Men's value, tied to status and resources, peaks near 50. This dynamic explains common age gaps in relationships. A key distinction exists between normalized SMV, alignment with cultural ideals, and perceived SMV, others' assessment. Men's perceived value often falls below their actual value since success markers aren't immediately visible, while women can elevate their perceived value through presentation. This gap drives various forms of enhancement in dating, from filtered photos to embellished accomplishments. Human relationships mirror a simple game where one party wants something while the other can only grant or deny it. This creates an inherent asymmetry. Wanting costs nothing, while giving requires sacrifice. Those seeking desires are at a disadvantage by revealing their hand, often leading to deception and strategic maneuvering. Power, the ability to influence others toward your goals, governs relationship outcomes through 10 key principles. 1. Powerful people move less, letting others come to them. 2. They maintain lower commitment and willingness to walk away. 3. They cultivate more options through competence or attractiveness. 4. They demonstrate willingness to sacrifice. 5. They're willing to transgress boundaries. 6. They remain emotionally steady and resistant to manipulation. 7. They operate discreetly behind scenes. 8. They adapt flexibly to circumstances. 9. They deeply understand their counterparts. 10. They excel at both verbal and nonverbal communication. 3 fundamental laws govern how attraction operates within relationships. The first law is both simple and profound. People want what they want, not what wants them. This explains why pursuit often drives away the pursued. The natural instinct when being pursued is to flee. Western romantic ideology misleads many into believing that demonstrating intense interest will secure relationships. Wanting someone more doesn't make them want you more. In fact, it often allows them to desire less. The second law states that it's impossible for two people to be equally attracted to each other. This inequality creates the balance of attraction, with one person always liking the other more, the adorer, and one liking the other less, the adored. The adorer experiences emotions more intensely while having relatively less power and control. The third law reveals the fundamental romantic misunderstanding. all forms of attraction are functionally indistinguishable. You cannot tell whether you're attracted to the person or to the circumstances surrounding them. This explains the dramatic swings in attraction when getting back with an ex. These shifts occur not because the ex changed, but because the relationship dynamics and attraction catalysts changed. Becoming a captain in the relationship marketplace requires completing three distinct challenges: building a boat, creating a compelling lifestyle, learning to sail, developing self-mastery, and charting a course, having direction beyond relationships. Success means developing financial stability, social connections, emotional resilience, communication skills, and a mission that extends beyond relationships. Passengers inspect ships thoroughly before boarding, examining both exterior and interior qualities. This explains why captains lacking options despite marketplace advantages likely have problems with their inspection funnel, either with their lifestyle, visibility, or personal presentation. Through emotional triangulation, wanters become increasingly sensitive to the emotional timbre of responses. A sharp no signals they're far off track, while a hesitant no suggests they're getting close. Every effective strategy in the wanter's playbook stimulates a specific emotion in the giver. This emotion becomes the basis for barter. Strategies using positive emotions, charm, playfulness, cultivate desirable experiences comparable to the requested good. Strategies using negative emotions, intimidation, pity, create unpleasant experiences that givers comply with to escape from, essentially bartering the good for emotional relief. Every lasting relationship must weather three major storms. The crisis of disillusionment typically occurs about 6 months in, when reality accumulates enough evidence to collapse our projected fantasies. Partners suddenly appear completely different, attraction decreases dramatically, and many feel they've fallen out of love. The second crisis, the attempted mutiny, typically occurs 12 months to several years in after significant investment has shifted the power dynamic. Mutinies can target either the ultimate goals, mutiny of ends, or the methods, mutiny of means, but always operate by making non-compliance more costly than compliance. The third relationship crisis, the doldrums, emerges gradually over many years as passion and sexual intimacy decrease, transforming couples into functional roommates. Our cultural template for relationships prioritizes security and stability, settling down, at the expense of passion. The same structures that create commitment actively undermine desire. Prevention is the best solution, selecting partners committed to growth who can tolerate the separateness and uncertainty that fuels desire. Counterintuitively, rekindling passion often requires behaviors that mimic affairs rather than following conventional relationship advice. Spending time apart, maintaining mystery, reducing transparency, cultivating spontaneity, and preserving individuality. While relationships operate economically, goods like friendship, loyalty, and love cannot be purchased at any price. A mother's love for her child demonstrates this. No sum could persuade her to stop loving. Love operates independently of reciprocation, making it possible to love even enemies. It's what remains when all other components are stripped away, distinct from desire, liking, or kindness. Love is uniquely defined by self-sacrifice for another's good. This challenges our ego's natural question of, what's in it for me, since authentic love seeks no reward. Like the sun shining indiscriminately, love simply loves because that's its nature. This creates tension with relationships, which are inherently transactional, while love is sacrificial. Love marriages often struggle with this contradiction between selfless devotion and self-interested demands. The ultimate test of love is willingness to sacrifice even one's desire to be with the beloved if that serves their highest good. Like the sun shining indiscriminately, love simply loves because that's its nature. This creates tension with relationships, which are inherently transactional, while love is sacrificial. love marriages often struggle with this contradiction between selfless devotion and self-interested demands. The ultimate test of love is willingness to sacrifice even one's desire to be with the beloved if that serves their highest good.